Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I am Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad, man. What have you been up to?
Rocking and rolling.
That's really, you've been rocking and rolling, writing some fucking Muzak, dude? Fucking Slash, got your little top hat on, your sunglasses?
It's a lifestyle.
It's true. You don't really have to rock and roll to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Been listening to you pronounce it Valley, but do you remember Mike Vallely?
Vallely, yeah. Is beating the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, the five like preppy guys, and he's sitting there swinging up with them on a skateboard. He has a five-hour interview with the Nine Club. Probably about an hour in, like, the most punk guy ever. Like, it's just so awesome to hear. I don't know if you listen to the Nine Club or haven't, but if you know Mike Vallely, it's actually Valley, which is funny. He talks about his wife, like, she would do the orders for his boards.
Yeah.
And, like, she'd call a skate shop and be like, yeah, how many Mike Valleys do you want? He's like, ma'am, if you're not going to say the name right, I'm not going to buy it off you. It's Vallely. And she's like, I'm his wife. And he's like, yep, Mike Vallely, what's up? He's like, I've had to introduce myself to people like that or else they don't know who I am.
But I mean, that's how we pronounced it.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. I think it's because it's like V-A-L-L-E-L-Y.
Yeah, the E.
The E-L-Y, yeah. Vallely, yeah. Anyways, he talks about the first time like he skated in front of like kind of like a demo.
Right.
It's at a Black Flag show, like in somewhere in like New Jersey or something like that. And he goes to do his first 180 boneless over a bucket of tar he had just kicked over in front of like the whole like crowd, like it's before the show.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I could feel everyone's eyes shift off me and they looked for the distance. He's like, am I about to get hit by a truck? Is there a cop? What's up? Henry Rollins has two bags of groceries and he's walking up to the venue. And like as he's doing the boneless, he makes eye contact with him, lands, and Henry Rollins is like, good trick, kid. And everyone's like, oh my God, he talked to you. And he was like, that was kind of like he's like, I was the hero of the moment and shit. It was pretty neat. It's a really good podcast.
With his groceries. So he lives at the venue, apparently.
No, I'm assuming that he's kind of always been like that healthy eater and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. He had to have his greens for the show.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, a lot of people. I don't know.
I mean, you can't kill kids at your show if you don't have a full belly full of proteins.
Yeah, dude, you got to get that spinach. Yeah. But yeah, what else what have you been up to other than rocking and rolling?
Mowed my lawn real good.
Dude, so did I.
Yeah, we're looking good.
We are.
If I move into a classier neighborhood in my life, I'm going to be good with the lawn.
You think?
I think.
You're going to hire somebody?
No. What?
Why do you say that?
No, I'll get my riding mower.
You get one of those fucking like $10,000 ones that can pivot without like having to like turn like movement wise.
Oh, zero turns?
Yeah, zero turns.
I don't want to get a zero turn. I want to get the ones that are the walk behind ones.
But you stand on it?
But you stand on the sulky little,
little
platform
carriage
with the two little wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So fun.
Have you been on one of those?
Yeah.
I've never.
I was a pro.
They look terrifying.
They're awesome.
Would you
you're riding like in like a slow go-kart.
Would you like to diamond? Would you do diamonds?
Yeah, I'd probably do some diamonds or like some, you know, maybe even caricatures.
You know what's weird is that like if they do diamonds, they're literally mowing the lawn twice.
Correct.
The second time just for show.
Just for show. Yeah, just to fold the grass over.
Now, folding it over, does that help it grow?
No. I think it's if you literally don't do just the same lines.
Like, yeah, because you'll create ruts
if
you do the same lines, correct? That's why I'll do up and down, and you'll laugh at me because I'm going up a small hill like
so
for
funny.
Fucking the whole time.
So funny.
And then the other times, I'll go side to side.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to like make checkers. Why do you think checkers didn't catch on?
I don't know. Probably because it doesn't look as cool as stick diamonds.
And
or
diamonds are probably easier if you fuck up. They don't look as bad than like straight lines than like wobbly checkers.
You would think that there's more straight lines on a yard than a nice 45 to follow, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. We'll look into that.
Yeah, well, that's lawn talk for this week.
this week on lawn talk.
What else have you been up
small
to
engines.
Other than...
Do you hate
them? Dude, I got so pumped. So I text Tony. I'm like, hey, man, I think we're going to be able to record around 2 today. He's like, all right, sweet. I just have to go grab rockets.
Yep. Yeah.
Shopping. Yeah, I'm going rocket shopping. And I was like space rockets? Like, are we about to fucking launch some shit today, dude? I thought you were going to be like... Done with the podcast, going to build me a little rocket, put a little C4 engine in her, and then fucking fire her off into atmosphere.
And then it'll parachute down.
And you were like, what? And I was like, and I waited.
No, I typed why. I didn't even do that right. I typed why, ? Then I looked at that, and I'm like, what am I doing?
And he's like, I meant grocery shopping. I was like, oh, fuck.
I know. I was literally like.
Because that definitely does seem like a weird Sunday activity that you would do. You're like, I'm going to go buy a rocket and send it into the atmosphere.
Because Michaels has those little rocket kits with the little cardboard, like
C4 engine. Is it C4?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it's just it's
plastiques, right? Plastiques. My bad. Plastiques.
It is something that can bust and it's like just a dynamite. Burns. Yeah, it's like a little stick of dynamite that shoots out of the butthole of it. But yeah, you can buy those for like $10.
Dude, I highly recommend we do that.
All right.
I would love to fire a rocket off. But like, we got to do it like just in Akron.
Yeah.
Fuck finding the thing, right?
We'll go to a baseball field.
I guess.
What?
We'll go to the hole.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, no, but I'm specifying the baseball field.
So you want to go to that one, not the closer one?
Where's the closer one?
On Eastwood, right before Handles. The
park
entrance.
Oh, the one that's in the back. Yeah. All right, that's cool.
There's two of them, dude. One for each of us, our launch pads.
Oh, dang. All right. I'll be launch pad A, you'll be launch pad B.
Fucking peewee like baseball teams would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Excuse us. We are...
You 30-year-old nerds.
Launching rockets.
Have you never seen October Sky?
Let's see. I don't... Do you see any cool trailers or anything like that?
No. I found out that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is 160 fucking minutes.
Did you not go Friday?
No.
I saw
that time, and I was like, well, I don't want to go to a 10:30 showing at 160 minutes, and I woke up at 6 a.m.
What is that, 2 hours and 40?
Yeah.
Wow, that is
a lot. It is a long one for something that's not like...
Wolf of Wall Street had to have been close to that.
I mean, I think a lot of Scorsese and Quentin shit, they all are about that.
About to say, fucking Pulp Fiction, which we just watched, it was like 2 hours, 15 minutes?
2:15, 2:20.
Yeah. Neither of us had seen any of the new good shit.
No.
Kind of bummed. I really want to go see Spider-Man, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's how it is.
I'm just going to hop right into this story. I haven't watched it because Josie hadn't seen Infinity War.
Yeah.
But now, you came over earlier in the week, and we hung out for a second, and she was about to tell you, and I wanted to tell you on the show.
Yeah.
So, we're watching the movie and stuff, and spoilers if you haven't seen it, everyone comes back to life at one point.
Yeah.
Through the little, like, fucking, like, circular doors of Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
You know? And literally, she's like, pause it. And I was like, what's up? And then, like, dude, legit, like, bawling.
No.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I'm just so happy.
Because the music and, like.
Dude, everything. She's like, they're all back. And this.
You let me Voodoo
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. I have watched the last half hour of that movie 3 times.
It's amazing.
It's still, all right, continue with the story. She starts bawling uncontrollably.
Yeah, and I'm like, are you okay? She's like, shut up.
Give her that little tap.
Yeah. And now, and what's funny is that, like, super sad things happen after that. Didn't really affect her. It was like the overwhelming, because she lived with Infinity War.
For longer than most.
Yeah, exactly. And then she sees Endgame and she's like, oh my God, like they're all here.
It's going to be okay.
But it's just when they enter, like it was like on your left or on your right, Cap, or whatever fucking Falcon says.
What threw me off a little bit is the permadeaths. I understand the Soul Stone takes a soul, so it can't be replenished.
Sure.
But then it lets Gamora be here now.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was almost a copy of her.
Yeah, because it was, they went into the past and she existed in the past. And then now that past self is the self that came to the future.
That's what I'm saying. It allows her to kind of get a double.
Because she died.
For sure.
Yeah, and that's not the same Gamora that lived that life or anything like that. Those last 4 years that she had are completely gone.
Totally different one.
Well,
yeah.
Also, if you think about it, Loki is in the time stream as well.
Yeah.
He took the Tesseract. That's what that show's going to be about. Him, like, floating around, like, fucking, like, bending space.
That was fun.
Yeah, because now there's another Loki that exists, so they kind of found a way to get back the characters.
A few. Yeah.
Yeah, like Vision. No
but
idea.
I mean, Vision, like, I was kind of explaining that to Courtney. I was like, well, that motherfucker had a stone that, like, was him. It was his, like, power source.
Yeah, right.
So it's hard to, like...
They were trying to copy his synapses, so I'm wondering if they do have, like, a kind of version of Vision.
Oh, he's just a little slow.
Yeah, like, just a little dopey.
My name's Viz.
Yeah, hey, I'm Viz. Hey,
sup, bros?
Scarlet Witchy. Oh, man, things are fun. I like ice cream. Turns into fucking James Franco.
Wanna go to Sokovia?
Turns into James Franco from Spider-Man 3 when he's like, I like ice cream. You're like, how is this the Hobgoblin? Are you kidding me?
Dude, Tobey Maguire, dude.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
But yeah, that was the... So I just thought it was so funny that she's just sitting there like legit. Like, she's like, it's just so emotionally overwhelming. And I was like, I get that. When I saw Force Awakens in theaters,
you
I was like,
a
front
bunch.
Row. No, dude, like when that fucking minute and it said Star Wars and the crawl started happening, I legitimately teared up. Like, you know, the fucking...
Goosebumps.
Yeah, the goosebumps. The hair was raised on my arm and shit like that. I was like, oh my God.
That's
like,
normal, but then I cap it off at the
happening.
Neck.
this is happening. What do you mean?
I get the natural boner.
Okay.
I get the natural goosebumps.
Oh, and then
I shut
cry.
It down at the tear ducts.
Yeah, I couldn't help it, man. Because the last time I had seen the crawl, I think, was Revenge of the Sith, and I had definitely
it sure was.
Gotten too tired before the showing.
Unless you count Clone Wars.
And, oh, yeah, we did see that in theaters. Did we see that together?
God, I don't know. I think so.
I think so, and I was like, I hate
this. This was not what I wanted.
Like, in all honesty, I'd rather see Phantom Menace again.
Yeah.
Like, this sucked. And going back to Clone Wars, like, and watching the TV show, not bad. Very kiddie.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a lot of downtime that you can just be like, don't care about shit, but, like, it is actually pretty good.
No, it's a highly rated.
Like, yeah, that and, like, Rebels
piece of canon.
Another one. Let's see.
Rebels.
New Mutants should have hit theaters this weekend. Will we ever see it?
No.
Isn't that weird? That movie's done in the can. Disney's like,
I don't know if I want to spend a PR budget on it.
Yeah, you guys saw what you did with the fucking Dark Phoenix, didn't you?
But I mean,
this is our name now.
Dude, that went. No, I don't even think that. Did that show in theaters?
Yeah, it was out for like a second. Like,
a Hellboy run?
It might have had a little bit longer than Hellboy.
Jesus.
But not much. I mean, Hellboy was in and out of theaters too.
Also, I unfollowed all my Game of Thrones pages.
Why?
Just because I was like, I mean, you know, it's the end of the line. Like, what else are you going to show me?
Unfollowed from what?
From Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that you were following a lot of their accounts.
I follow a lot of weird stuff on Instagram. Mainly my Instagram is just like artists and robots and like different sci-fi and then like a few shows like that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope that we see New Mutants because it seemed like a neat take on the mutants. It's like a horror movie.
It's new.
And it's mutants.
It's new.
They also kind of did that with Legion, which I haven't checked out because I heard it's like way too heady for anyone to handle. Like, it's a show that'll make you feel dumb while you watch it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like I don't need to be watching fucking, like a fucking David Lynch film here.
Right, and that's basically what it seemed like it was going to be.
All their posters look like acid posters.
Dude, like the fucking, the poster for the Hulu one is like, it looks like Stan Lee's head, and it's like a Russian doll opened with another head coming out, then another Russian doll head coming out of it, and it's like a baby.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck
is
this? Like, all right, old to young. I mean, I kind of, what the hell?
Is this Holy Mountain?
I'm going to feel, oh, dude, that's on Hulu.
Is it?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, motherfucker.
So wild.
Or maybe it's Voodoo, one of the two, but I was like, holy shit, where was this? Our recommendations, people are like, we got to watch this fucking, no one watched
it. Oh, you guys, go right ahead.
Kevin Smith confirms Justice League Snyder Cut is not a mythical beast. It exists. Would you watch the Snyder Cut of Justice League? Before fucking
Whedon
came in and fucking shit all over with his happiness.
I mean, I forget Justice League pretty conclusively.
Do
like,
you still have my Voodoo account?
Yeah.
It's on there.
What's it in it?
I have.
What do they do?
Actually, I might own Justice League, the Blu-ray.
Do they fight Steppenwolf? Is that who?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I have Man of Steel on there. I have
Man of Steel, perfect.
Batman v Superman. And I own, I think, Justice League. It was like $10 for the Blu-ray.
That's
where
they're chasing the mom boxes, right?
Mother box, yeah.
Yeah.
The mom box. The mama box, right? They're doing that. Let's see. I think that's all the news here,
what's
dude.
News in your life?
News to print. Nothing really, man.
Found some dookies in your yard.
There's some poops, yeah.
Yep, that happened. It's hot out.
It is very hot, yeah.
Dude.
Still don't have a new job. We're going with that, too.
Solid. Just staying where you are.
It's good. Status quo.
Solid stay.
I did watch a lot of things. Then, like, the Solstice is upon us in Destiny. I've been playing a little bit of that. But, like, so you get green.
I love how you just said that. The Solstice is upon us.
Eyes up, Guardians.
Christ.
Ears up, rather. Listen in. So, like, you get a new set of armor. That this is going to be the first armor that's going to carry over to Shadowkeep that will actually be moddable.
So,
you know, like how when you'd get a piece of armor, it'd be like, oh, well, you have this, this, and this about it.
Yeah.
Now you can select mods to the armor that you like the look of. That way you're not waiting for a God Rule version of that armor so you can
use
it.
So you get that resilience on that fucking hunter armor.
Exactly. Or any mod you want. And so this is going to be the first of that. Now, when you go to get your armor set, it's all green. Then you have to do bounties and stuff for it. It's almost like unlocking an exotic.
Yeah.
So you get all blue sets once they're done. then you get all legendary, and then your armor's done, and then you can go to fucking Tess Everest, the shop,
yeah,
and get this glowing thing that goes over each piece. I think it's like $5.
Dang. Are you excited?
It's a lot of shit. It's a grind as fuck. Like, it's like the grind of grinds. Like, I mean, I don't think it, like, it's
the grind.
Dude, like, it's it. If you were only focusing on that, it would probably take you 3 days if you played like 10 hours a day. Like, it's got to be a solid 20 to 30 hour grind for the armor set.
And is there shit you have to wait for to replenish, like dailies?
No, so yeah, there is one that's like do 50 bounties.
Yeah. You can't get 50 bounties in
you
a
can
row.
If you go to every planet, oh, do all their bounties. All their so shit, it's yeah. it's any type of bounty, oh, but still.
God.
That is a lot of shit to do.
Dude, doing those patrols and shit.
The patrols don't even matter. Well, sometimes the patrol is like complete 4 patrols on a planet for a bounty, or collect like 15 of the fucking thing on this planet for a bounty.
That's so much work.
But I mean, think about it. Gambit is 5 bounties. Black Armory's 7. Crucible's 5. Strikes are 5. And then you have, so that right there is like fucking, I don't know how many, I just named like
Zahula,
20 something.
Fucking and then there's clan bounties.
Three in each clan. Well, they don't have clan bounties anymore. You get your XP from just doing stuff.
Where's Hawthorne?
She's still there. She has bounties, but it's like do 10 Crucible matches with clan mates, and your team has to be over halfway mark. So you have to have 4 out of the 6 of your clan for it to count.
Okay.
So, shit like that. But so there's definitely ways you can get it, like kind of quickly. You can probably do the 50 in a day.
You can.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Nah, probably not. But hey, man.
I'd be bored after about 15.
Yeah, dude, but that's like not, that's like probably like one of the easier ones. Like, yeah. It's a lengthy one, but it's easy. But like, yeah, they introduced this new thing called the European Aerial Zone. And that's, it's on Earth, but it's all building, jumping, platform, and shit like that. And you just go around and kill bosses and stuff. It's pretty neat.
I like platforming.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's very...
You're not good at it.
No, not with the hunter.
No, not with that stupid fucking hunter.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, 4-hour cut may be heading to Netflix. How is it already heading Netflix?
He did a like a 3-hour cut of Hateful Eight.
Yeah, I know. I went and saw that one. Wait, did you go see that in theaters?
Like, he has it on Netflix, too. You can watch Hateful Eight on Netflix or the extended.
Does it have the interlude, too? Like
yeah,
the beginning
so.
With the mountains and stuff, and then at the there's a halfway point, because I went and saw that. I don't know if I was with you.
Intermission? No.
Okay, right on. But yeah, you could go outside and like smoke a cigarette. It was like 15 minutes, and you got a pamphlet like telling you like the people. It was like a play.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so neat, and that was one shot on 72 millimeter,
fancy millimeter, yeah,
something like that, like ultra wide.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was cool. I mean, long as hell. Like it was fucking.
It's a long one.
There's not that much like cool shit in it, but it was neat to be able to like halfway point. All right, everyone, go smoke a cigarette. Like it felt like you were in a play, and that movie runs like a play anyways, because you're only in a cabin.
It really is very theatrical.
Yeah, theater. All right, man. You
I didn't watch much of nothing.
Really?
Just gonna lie, not lie. I mean, just gonna not lie. Oh, I could talk about this.
Huh?
I was researching the case of Elisa Lam.
Oh,
she's a Chinese Canadian teenage girl, or she was 20 or 21, who died.
Okay,
but it's very mysterious.
Oh.
You want to hear about it?
Sure, dude. Yeah, hit me with your news.
You're never, ever going to hear a story so compelling.
So, wait. Did you watch a documentary on this?
I've watched so much.
All right. Well, what's happening to weekly recommendations and rejections? What documentaries?
I did some research on Elisa Lam.
On your own, but I understand.
On my own for funsies.
But what documentaries were they?
Well, I found it on a creepypasta on Reddit. And then
is it real?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, swear to God.
Okay.
It's a real case that no one solved.
All right.
So
unsolved mysteries.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Very mysterious.
All right. Go on with your compelling story.
She's like 21. She was going around California to different places, just sort of like before college, like trying out fucking traveling. She was in Los Angeles in this place called like the Caprice Hotel, which was like kind of a shitty hotel, but like you could stay there for pretty cheap if you're traveling.
Yeah,
and that's
sure.
what she was doing. She was blogging the whole time and shit. And like, randomly, one night, there's video footage of her getting into the elevator and, like, freaking out. She's alone. But
did she end up in a water tank?
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
I know this one.
Then why are you giving me all this shit about it?
I didn't remember the Lisa Lampanelli or whatever the fuck her name was.
You just had to add
rest in peace. Sorry. Lisa. Well, not to Lisa Lampanelli. Lisa Lam.
Just stop.
Lamb?
Slam.
Okay.
Lamb, and she lamb, fucking lamb. Looks like she's like being chased by something, or like yeah. Like someone's following her, and she's scared to get in and out of the elevator. Yeah,
this, don't they say that that hotel's haunted?
Well, it's had Richard Ramirez stayed there, the fucking serial killer. Like it's had a lot of bad people that stayed there, and a lot of people died.
Did the Black Dahlia take place there?
No.
Okay.
That was another hotel, another cool place.
But in California.
Yeah.
So was she found? Okay, anyways. Okay.
So yeah, she has footage. Video footage mm-hmm. of her just being weird on this elevator as
people
if
think
she's
it was
hiding.
Drugs.
People think it was, yeah, because she looks like she's like...
LSD.
She touches every button, like, on the elevator. And then they found her body 2 weeks later because people reported having nasty water. Like, yeah. Stinky
her body
water.
Was in the fucking tank deteriorating.
It was in one of four reserve tanks up top that you can only get to by bringing a ladder with you, and it's locked from the top with like a 80-pound fucking like
and
steel
clearly
hatch.
She didn't have a ladder
or
a way to lock it,
a way to like close it up.
But then yeah. again, what if she fell into it? It closed, and some maintenance guy was like, "Oh shit, I didn't lock this."
Well, that they say it's either foul play from someone in the hotel that sure. knew how to do that stuff, and they were fucking with her, and like they're killers in the mist, or paranormal. The ghosts, demons got her.
Yeah.
Tracked her up there and then put the body somewhere no one could find it. Or she was on drugs and miraculously scaled it and opened it and then closed it and just drowned herself for funsies.
Well, no.
On the drugs.
I'm saying that like she, like maybe it was open.
But then she also climbed a like 12-foot tower.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's a weird one.
She
but like her, it being open or like unlocked is definitely possible. Plausible.
Yeah.
And then like her like, you know, banging around in it like it closes the hatch, and then a maintenance guy's like, oh fuck, I gotta lock this.
I guess the thing that's weird about the hatch is it lays flat like when it's open.
Oh
well, yeah, so it's also very unlikely that if she did slip in, unless a maintenance guy's like, ew, corpse, close that.
Maybe he didn't look in, maybe he was just like, oh shit, that hatch, bam, and just
dirt
shut
nasty.
It
nasty.
Like I don't have to look into the garbage cans every time I close the lid, you know what I'm saying?
There's many cases like this out there
of what people ended up in fucking water hatches.
Dude, someone just got like, you know, his body infused into steel on this one ship.
Oh, that's the fucking
yeah, dude, Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Project. And that wasn't one dude, they said the whole like team was just like just like in
we
metal.
Went to hell and back.
Yeah, for real.
Kill our souls.
Well, they like went to like a different base and then back to there, and then they were like
materialized into the ship.
Yeah, they're like, well, it was materializing, we fell into the walls.
Which is a ton of that. There was that in there were nano walls in that Doom movie.
Yeah.
Where like they it becomes solid concrete, but then it like bleep,
yep.
And this guy's like, I don't like these nano walls.
Yeah, man, you fucking
they got caught in the nano wall.
Yeah, I'll lose my foot or something. So what were the, was just creepypasta?
Well, it was creepypasta, a bunch of YouTube videos, some blogs, some reading.
Okay.
I just like was very interested because I was like, how'd she get in there, you know?
It is a weird story. I've heard that before. It
it's
is strange.
It's a creepy story.
Yeah, it's yeah. it's strange. And the footage of her...
Because you don't see anyone else, it
no.
makes it more creepy.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
Oh, what's following?
Yeah. And now there's no sounds.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a fucking, like, you just seeing a person terrified like that and you have no idea why
yeah.
is terrifying.
Yep.
I watched All of the Boys.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Incredible. It's only 8 episodes. You didn't watch it all?
No, none at all.
None?
None.
Whoa, dude, this is so good.
I got a lot to do.
It is fucking creepypasta, I guess.
Creepypastas and the other thing I did.
Okay. I built a model
Continue.
Rocket.
No, you wish.
But yeah, The Boys, it's really incredible. It felt a lot like Watchmen and how they deal with like the human aspects of superheroes and how they're fucked up in their own ways.
Yep.
It's super well done, insanely gory, just a blast to watch. Like, I finished the 8 episodes and I was like, I want 45 more.
Well, I'm going to watch it.
Carl Urban is amazing.
Love Carl Urban.
He's so good in it. The lead kid is great. Fucking Simon Pegg is in it. Like, it's just tight as hell, dude.
Fuck,
10 out of 10. Loved it.
I want to start watching Euphoria.
You should definitely watch The Boys before that. What's Euphoria?
It's a show on HBO. I don't know what it's about yet, but it's got a lot of good reviews in it. It's, you know, Leo likes it.
What else you been doing?
I saw an interview and he said he liked it.
Okay.
So I thought I might.
So, I mean, I figured we could be boys if we ever got the chance to hang out. I mean, the only reason why we're not is because we haven't yet. But so I feel like I'd like the same stuff he would.
I watched Deadwood.
Oh, all of it?
It makes me kind of want to feed you to the pigs. It's been making me want to be like, cocksucker.
Yeah.
And throw you to the pigs.
Take him to Lao.
Woo. Where's the fucking pigs?
Yeah, that's it. Woo. Yeah, I actually just finished all of Deadwood.
I know.
And the movie.
I'm like halfway through the second season.
Whoa, you are not okay, right on. I thought you were like...
I was only like 5 episodes in when we talked about it last. I watched like 9 episodes this week.
I watched more than half of the third season and then the movie.
Dude, Timothy Oliphant, super cool dude. But my favorite character by far is the Doctor.
Oh, that's fucking the voice of Chucky.
Yeah, and he's in Lord of the Rings.
And he, what?
He's a Karima Wormtongue.
No, he's in Dune.
Yeah. As well.
Yeah. Brad.
Brad Dorf. Yeah.
Stephen Dorf.
Stephen Dorf.
I saw you getting hard. The table just moved. God.
No, Brad. Yeah.
He's totally the dude who dry blood with him for sure. Listening to techno and looking at fucking old crypto vampire.
Yeah, old glyphs under the table. Leave me be.
Me and Stephen are hanging out. God, I love it that it's just, you know, powder.
No, anyways. I don't care about your techno hookers. Get them out of here.
Brad Dorf.
Brad Dorf was the guy who whispered in the King of Rohan's ear.
He was the Snape. Yeah. Snape?
Yeah, Worm Tongue.
Yeah. Might call him Snape because that's basically who he was.
Sure.
But yeah, Brad Dorf's awesome. My favorite character
he's awesome.
By far is Ian McShane. He's every time he's
on wonderful.
On screen, he's amazing.
I don't see his good quite as often. I love him with Jewel.
Yeah.
And the crippled girl. It's so fucking funny when she's like, he's like, when he's getting mended, like when he's wounded from like the fucking stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I didn't know it was you because your leg's not dragging. He's like, you shut up, you. Because her leg always drags. Like she like fucks with him and he kind of. I don't know. His thing with her is very
amazing.
Positive.
It's endearing. Positive because he's like, he's like, hey, why are you seeing Doc today? She's like, I'm knocked up. And he's like, so some type of fucking gimp humor. Like, just kind of like annoyed, but like, all right, I see where you're going.
He's probably the purest with her.
Yeah.
Well, out of every other human he interacts with.
The other hooker, the blonde chick.
Trixie,
yeah. He's like, there was times
I didn't forgive him for what he fucking first episode did to her.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's just your larynx.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
saw
no,
what she
I
did.
Know she did talk back slightly.
He had
to put his foot into her fucking back.
Dude, it's fucking Deadwood, bro. You gotta let people know that you're what you're doing.
That was wild. I was like, ew, swear engine is hard to like.
I don't get me wrong. Brad Dorf is definitely the most pure of the people.
He's such a grouchy, like pure guy.
Yeah, like he wants to be good almost. And it affects him in a negative way.
He's so angry with all these idiots.
Yeah, Brad Dorf was great. Yeah, he was good. The whole cast.
Swear
is
Engine
awesome.
Is the best person to do what I consider like almost like thespian monologues.
Yeah,
there's so many of those.
And not only that, the way that they speak is old timey in a sense to where do you watch your subtitles?
Oh yeah,
because you have to read it and then be like, okay, I think they mean this simple thing.
It is not a fucking casual watch. It's wildly good.
Isn't it weird that like I like that?
It's shocking you like it and tolerate it
and fucking when I finished the movie, the way the third season ends, I was like, thank fucking Christ I didn't watch this show when it came out, because I would be so bummed.
Oh, okay.
Because if you had to wait fucking 13 years for the fucking movie to come out to wrap up these, like, but everyone's like old because it's 13 years later.
Yeah,
so like everyone's got white hair and shit like that. Like it's not like we're picking up right where we left off. It's
dye
like
their hair.
It's like, oh shit, like, remember that shit that just happened? Well, now they're all coming back in this time period now. It's tight, dude. It's so good.
Calamity Jane is really funny.
She's great.
Yeah. And I looked her up because I looked up Wild Bill Hickok, and they were like, one of his companions was Calamity Jane. I'm like, oh, fucking Jane. Like,
you didn't get that?
No, because it was Jane. Her name in the show is like Jane, like.
Jane something. Yeah, they don't call her Calamity
with a C.
Jane.
Yeah. But no one's ever called her Calamity Jane. But no, I didn't.
It is funny when we first started watching it and they came to town. I was like, oh, I bet it's supposed to be like Calamity Jane. And Josie looked it up. She's like, it is. And I was like, yeah.
I had no clue. And I didn't know that also Bullock is a real. Seth Bullock is a real guy.
Right.
He ran a hardware store. Mm-hmm. Like he was
the sheriff.
Yeah. Like these things are very realistic. Like.
And then they kind of just like took like liberties to create
to where they were, how they.
Swedgen.
Yeah.
Swedgen. Cocksucker.
He's like, tall cocksucker.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude. Took the dope from us. Come on.
Ian McShane is so good. That's why I don't know. Like, every time he, like, I just laugh so hard with how he is.
No, he, Like, his, like, interactions with other assholes, his interactions, like, when he's looking at someone down, like, in the street, like, he's just like, oh, fucking dumb cocksucker.
There. Yeah.
Like, just so funny, like, how he sees everything.
He, yeah, because he sees it from a very real and business perspective, but at the same time.
How bad are you going to fuck me?
Yeah, still trying to, like, live himself and have power and shit like that. I don't know, dude. I give this show, like, a 10 out of 10. I have not, there wasn't a like, a storyline that I was like, don't care.
I've watched, even Courtney was like, how much is there? I'm like, remember when I played Red Dead? It's got to be like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fucking long story, man. And
well, it's 36 hours because there's, is it 12 episodes? Yeah, 12 episodes apiece. So 36 hours, then plus a 2-hour movie. So 38 hours.
I mean, in all honesty, though, like, that's she like, also, like, will chime in and be like, so wait, why is he mad at her now? I'm like, oh, now you want to know. Well, you know,
because, dude, there's the certain drama aspects of that show work fucking really well. Like, it feels to me a lot like Breaking Bad in the sense that there's not a lot of action, but when the action hits, shit gets fucked up.
Oh, it's wild. I love, like, Mr. Star a lot, too. The guy who runs the hardware store
the
with
Jewish
Seth.
Dude? Yeah.
Like, he's a really cool, like, anchor. I like the guy who plays, the old dude who's also Bill Hickok's friend, the older dude.
Oh,
Utter,
yeah,
I think. Charlie Utter. Yeah,
Charlie. Yeah,
he's fucking great. His stuff with Jane.
He's
the
fantastic.
Doctor's stuff with Jane.
But all of their relationships like evolve in a really good way. There's this guy named Steve that comes around at like.
Yeah,
I want to say it's probably like at the end of the second season or the beginning of the third, and he fucking sucks. But like he has a really weird storyline in it. They're bringing a couple new characters.
Yeah.
Like,
well, like, even that creepy dude who, like, hates prostitutes and loves them.
Okay, so that's, like, this. That's the thread that's going to... You're going to meet the guy that he works for, and that's who's, like, the big bad of the series.
And that's who he's, like, he could come and burn this place down.
And he comes.
And then, like, literally, like, when Utter, like, beats the life out of him, I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Like, I love that. I love it.
Timothy Oliphant, like, he's so, like, you can't really tell how he's thinking.
He reminds me a lot of, like, you didn't watch Mad Men, did you?
No.
He's kind of like a Don Draper. Like, he has that weird secret about the family. He's very solemn.
Uh-huh.
Don Draper had, like, a secret life he didn't tell anyone about, and he was very solemn. But he was smarter than the average person.
Yeah.
But he didn't show it off. He wasn't a fucking... What is that? He's not, like, a showman the way, like, Al Swearengen is, like, pussy for all.
Yeah, right.
I'm a genius.
Well, but and Swear Engine is like super intuitive, and you see that throughout the entire series. Seth is like, I get what you're saying. I'm gonna kill this motherfucker because I have to.
Oh yeah, he's like very like, oh no, the Valor won't allow me to let him live.
Yeah, and he's like,
are you sure? God damn it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck what you think or what this is gonna bring. Like, this is happening. Like, I have to beat this person to death with my bare hands. God damn it.
And also, it's so funny because in any other show, the amount of fucking rumor mill bullshit, the way that people are just like, please tell me more details about that thing that happened.
Right.
Because they speak in such cool terms and what they're talking about is pretty fucking hardcore stuff usually. You don't think about it in relative terms. That would be like me like begging you to tell you more about the fight between like you and your fucking mom, like, or like, whoa, what happened when the officer pulled you over? Tell me more. Please. 8 people asking one person for details.
Right.
But it's like Old West, and it sounds poetic. But it really is like a bunch of people bitching for details.
Exactly.
All the time.
Because there's no like really like representation of reporting other than the newspaper dude.
And
which I heard that he used to be a fucking pedophile like in real life.
In real life?
They like found shit on his computer. Huh? They're like, yo, you gotta like... And he even comes back for the movie.
Well, wouldn't he be like the equivalent of the dude who played Pee-wee? Didn't Pee Wee Herman have that?
He jerked off in the theater.
Oh,
I thought he just worked with kids before, and people are like, he can never.
Oh, because he was busting nuts in theaters.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what do you? That guy's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I give Deadwood a 10 so far. Dude,
I think you're going to.
So into Western, and it's so good.
Yeah, it's meaty, for sure.
Because I've watched Hell on Wheels, like the first season, and it was a hard PG-13 FX show.
Sure.
Versus this one, and this one's just so much better.
It's so good.
It's so much better.
And like it's like I said, it's not like super action-packed, which you think would be like, I'd be like, fuck
no,
it.
No. I remember love the first set pieces. I love the people.
The first 3 episodes, I was like, I'm really going to give this a shot because I've heard it's incredible.
Yeah.
And once you get to like episode 5, something insane happens and you're like, oh, this is like almost Game of Thronesy.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, you, nobody's safe. I thought we were following this dude to the fucking bitter end. Yeah, he died like, halfway well, through season character. One. Yeah. All right. I'm almost done with Good Omens.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. It's, I give it like an eight right
it's
now.
It's fun.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's not like incredible. Some of the CGI is kind of like wonky. That's the thing about The Boys is like most of the shit I'm like, that looks stupid good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Like you can, Good Omens felt like we'll get good actors.
We'll get, yeah,
you're going to be able to watch and you'll get the gist of like how things are supposed to look, but they're not going to look spot on. The Boys was like, this is everything you want with people that like act well. Very, very, very well.
Cool.
But yeah, Good Omens is awesome. I got like 3 minutes in an episode left.
Fuck yeah.
I love that I have 3 minutes of an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, episode Wrap 5. That one up. Yeah. I've fallen asleep during that show so many times that I've restarted watching it. Yeah. It's only 6 episodes. I'm like, I can kill the 6 hours. It's fine. But I keep waking up during different parts and I'm like, I know where it's at. Let's start from here now.
Do you startle awake?
Not really.
Do you watch a show, fall asleep for 10 minutes, and then like an explosion on the show, you're like, where am I?
If it's like way loud, sure. But for the most part, if anything, if I'm not trying to fall asleep and I fall asleep, I startle myself awake, like that falling feeling.
Ew.
Yeah.
I did that once on the couch. I don't like it.
Yeah, like, and I'll like fucking kick straight in the air and
or
shit
head
like that.
Back, like where your head's like 90 degrees up.
Yeah.
And you're like, ow.
Yeah, definitely just gave myself whiplash.
The one thing I will say about Deadwood, don't care for them credits. Give me some Westworld style credits. Like, and it's a Western theme credit.
Did you think that I like there's really cool shots in
very
it.
Very cool, like, but like images. It's not the twang.
The music, yeah. I fast forward through that shit every time.
Yep.
It felt very much to me like how Sopranos did when I first watched that. I was like, meh.
Yeah,
not really for me.
There are ones that blow me away, and there's ones that don't.
Well, Westworld not only looks amazing, sounds amazing. Game of Thrones not only looks amazing, sounds amazing. You know, there's certain things. Same with like Daredevil. Like that song's like not memorable, but like looks incredible.
Yeah. I also saw Endgame.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah,
we already talked about that. 10 out of 10. Yeah, I mean, 10.
That's good. I would say 9, only because it is a. In the ending, it redeems itself. I would say the lead up, about first hour, I'm kind of like, after they see Thanos and then they go and do their depression shit, I was just like, God, dragging the wagon, guys. Come on. I get it. We've lived with the sorrow.
Yeah.
Now we see their version of their sorrow that we've lived since the last movie because we were like, no,
well,
plus
you get like the time jump too, 5 years later.
Yeah. The time jump's great. Like once Ant-Man gets there, I'm like, oh, cool. We're moving.
I agree with you.
As opposed to, oh, we have 90 characters. Shoot on 7 of their feelings.
Right.
And I was like, I know you're sad too.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Or you're sad at the beach. Or you're sad in the library.
You're sad Nick Fury lady. But like
crying over a bologna sandwich.
Peanut butter. It's not so much that it can deal without it, but I understand from rewatching
it
is like
15.
Yeah, rewatching it, you're like, I don't really need this.
Especially because it's also interluded with like Captain Marvel popping in and going, don't cry about it.
Later.
See ya. The whole galaxy's depressed.
I mean, that opening, though, is fucking incredible.
I mean,
the Jeremy Renner and then into fucking Thanos and then into the sadness.
Yep.
But then you find Ronan, which is tight as hell. And then you get to, and that's when Ant-Man and the fucking time heist starts happening.
Yeah, and I like everything about time heist. Like, it's funny. Like,
I don't know if it was old me or baby me that peed my pants. Or maybe just me.
It's really funny.
Yeah,
like,
I really
meeting
dug
Hulk, meeting Thor, like.
Yeah, Josie did not like the Hulk in this movie. She's like, I kind of agree with Valkyrie. Like, I'll take him either way. I don't like him as smart Hulk.
Yeah.
Like Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Like,
basically.
I just live this way. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's funny now he's like a green celebrity.
Dab. Come on, kids, dab.
You guys want some eggs? Got some.
Yeah, he has a whole fucking like
bowl.
Yeah,
his entire tin.
I watched Batman Hush.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I got like mainly through it.
Yeah.
I had just watched Hellboy, which I'll talk about here in a second too. But Batman Hush, the one thing that I don't like about the DC animated stuff is that they like follow like this kind of flash animation type deal to where it's not beautiful. Like Batman Ninja, incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And now if they would take that kind of love and care with these stories, then I think it would be amazing. But they're almost making like 1990s versions.
Yeah.
It feels like Batman animated, but a little smoother.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But it's not a nostalgic enough feel for you to be like, I appreciate it.
Not really, because they update it so much to make it look kind of like the comics. But yeah. One thing about Batman Hush, it was drawn by Jim Lee, like one of the best artists ever to walk the earth. And I mean, like, one of the rad parts about that story is you see a lot of different villains and characters.
Yeah.
And highly Jim Lee detail.
Yeah.
And in this, it's kind of like, meh.
Oh, two colors. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going
honestly,
with solid colors. Huh?
Yeah. Well, it's like, okay, there's a shadow and then there's, the shadows light. Are all black.
Shadow and light. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the blue of the cape, the gray of the suit, the yellow of the symbol. That's what you're getting.
Poof. Done.
So, I mean, like right now I give it like a 6.5. The movies are fun enough, but like, I mean, the comic reads a bajillion times better.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. Did you see anything else?
No.
Okay, so I watched Hellboy. I finished that. This was fucked up. So that Fire Stick, right?
Yeah.
I finally found a Hellboy that was like 1080p, yeah. English. Everything was good, you know? And for some reason, like it cut out like halfway. Oh, I paused it. And then the Fire Stick reset. So when you go back in, there's not like a resume torrent,
yeah.
You know? Like pick up where you left off, yeah. Legally.
Here's your DVR list.
Yeah. You can make lists and shit. I'm just not that fluent with the system yet.
For sure.
So I go to play it again. Boom. Hellboy fucking 2002 trailer.
Oh, God,
that's not it.
Damn it.
Go to play it again. Another Hellboy 2002 trailer. I'm like, I'm clicking the same file. For some reason, it was clicking the file below, but like highlighting the file above. So it just kept playing
that's fun.
A different file. Yeah. And then I get to it, and I'm like, okay, this is the one. Fast forward to it, and you can only do it by like 36. And it's also buffering while I'm fast forwarding. Yeah. So it's like chunky. Like I'm like, I'm not even sure this is going to play.
I don't know what it is.
And
yeah.
I finally get to the minute mark that I had, and I was like, all right, play. Fucking, it's in Ukraine.
Oh.
With English subtitles. And I was like, I'm going to fucking try to find the. So another 20 minutes spent trying to fucking get the English version back on. Get it. 10 minutes before the movie ends, fucking shuts off.
No.
Can't get it to play again. Just start the Ukraine version. Go there, read the subtitles for the ending. I'm like, all right, we're good, golden. Now, that all being said, it was riddled with a shitty experience.
Yeah.
The movie was definitely like highly watchable.
Totally and, fine.
And
yeah.
That end was incredible.
Wasn't that ending what I said it would be? Like,
well, okay, so
unreal amounts of visuals.
The visuals
like,
were amazing, but like at the same time, I thought it was going to be hell.
No, I said it was just the creature design looked so sick in
so
what
did
they
did. So did you say Good Omens has like your best what? Your best interpretation of hell?
Well, they have an awesome interpretation of hell. Like they're
Good Omens.
Good Omens has an awesome devil.
Okay, right
like
on.
Like her dad, okay. His dad comes up.
Okay, right on. So fucking Hellboy though, that version of hell on earth was amazing.
That's what I said too.
It looked like Ganso.
Yes, that's what I was saying. The creature that crushes through the bridge that has like that fucking yeah. Halo of like corpse limbs.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, not
the
like that.
The dude with the blade for an arm that fucking like slaughters someone.
Right.
Ripping faces off.
And also the guy that has like pointy legs and just like riddled with humans stabbed
yeah.
through it.
Like a mantis. Yeah.
The one with the floating arms.
Yeah, the finger all made of hands.
That was neat as hell. Like it was like I was
it
like,
felt like Ganso. I was like, this is the tightest thing I've seen on screen.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I really wish this would have been like
yeah.
him fighting all these things.
That's why I said Troll and that
were
are the two
incredible.
Most like mind bogglingly cool parts.
I'll give it like a 7.
I'm glad you liked the ending because yeah. I was like,
because it definitely redeems itself
hard.
In that sense of the fact of like I would watch it again because of those few scenes
but
that
then
are
the CGI on Ian McShane
did not look that good.
Wobbly fucking ghost butt.
But not like, only that, like Ian McShane. I love obviously Ian McShane
for sure.
I was like, is he British? Is he not British? Like, what the fuck? Like, he sounds like Swear Engine sometimes. Sounds like a Brit sometimes. Like, this is not a good accent.
What is he up to?
I did not understand. Like, I was like, this is like when fucking Idris Elba was like in Pacific yeah. Rim. Even though the dude is an English actor, kept going into an American accent. I'm like, yeah. What are you doing?
Just couldn't hold it.
What? Just talk normal. Talk like yourself.
I don't know how to scream in another.
And Ian
in
McShane,
my own
I'm
voice.
Like, I get that. Like Hellboy's dad should have been like the old English guy. Fuck it. Let yeah. him just be Ian McShane. He's great.
Yeah.
Good enough.
They should have just been like Swear Engine with less cuss words.
And the last thing, well, it's rated R. Swear Engine with all the cuss words. But they didn't really have that many. They Came Knocking. It's a Hulu original.
Wow.
It's not bad.
Did they knock?
Yeah, they did. I was like, you think they're going to knock Josie? Oh, you're sleeping. No.
Oh, you're sleeping.
She was awake. But it's about like these like children that feed on grief. They're like demons. And like this family goes to pour out the ashes of their dead mother and wife. And to deal with that and get over the grief. Yeah. The kids come knocking before. And there's some really neat parts in it. There's some really creepy shit. But all in all, six.
Is it a horror film?
Yeah. Yeah. Hulu has this thing. It's called like After Dark or Into the Dark.
Yeah, IFC Midnight. Yeah.
But it's, well, it's IFC Midnight, but then Hulu calls it something else too. But it's made by IFC Midnight. But Hulu takes, says it's original. I don't really know. But it's like Into the Dark or After Dark or something like that. And they have like a slew of them. This one looked the neatest. And the dude looks like the dad. He looks like fucking Don't Call Me Daughter. Fucking Pearl Jam, dude. Come on, man. Eddie Vedder. Yeah, he looks exactly like Eddie Vedder.
Just long haired and like punch faced.
Yeah, and then like fucking like, you know, got like the flannel.
Yeah.
On. Okay, so that's all I've seen. Let's hop into Test Tony. Yeah. Watched Pulp Fiction.
Radical.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
This is an awesome film.
Dude, with so good.
So many fucking layers.
It has been a minute since I've seen it, and goddamn was it a great experience.
First question, what do you think's in the case?
Gold.
Gold.
What do you think?
Two things. One, either the diamonds from the robbery that no one had at the end of Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
Or Marcellus Wallace's soul. Because there are Eastern suspicions that say you can take your soul out from the back of your neck. That's like where you would like extract the soul.
And he has a Band-Aid.
On the back of his neck.
Huh.
And so when everyone sees it, they say it's gorgeous or beautiful. Like, it's a human soul. That's why it glows. That's why it's never described.
Yeah, it definitely was just like gold. Looks some shiny.
Gold. Yeah.
It's yellow when it hits people's faces.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or that. The soul thing's real cool.
That is. It's interesting.
But,
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I always wondered why there was a Band-Aid. I was like, maybe the dude had a zit that day right
there.
Well,
someone said that also Ving Rhames has a bad scar on the back of his neck, and that's the only reason that was there, and people are making these connections. Because Quentin's never said anything. He's like, it's whatever you want it to be. Bye.
I wonder if it was that. He's like, yeah, I don't want the scar being shown. He's like, really, we're going to have a fucking Band-Aid in this one shot? God damn it.
Well, yeah, all his, he has so many shots with that Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, with the gimp, in the bar, like, everywhere. Like, movie's cool as shit, though.
It is. It's very the stylized dialogue and stuff like that. And it definitely does feel like, I love Kevin Smith, you know, obviously. But it feels like a Kevin Smith movie, just really well done.
Just real fancy.
Like, yeah, like super, like the shooting of it and stuff like that. But, like, him and Kevin coming up at the same time, it's almost like they were influenced by the same things that kind of...
They're both also obsessed with fucking,
pop
like,
culture.
Two-person dialogue,
and
pop culture, like, reference.
Monologues
yeah.
and all that type. So they base each other's stuff kind of, like, they structure it similarly. But, and not only that, like... The parts, like in Clerks, remember like how it had like the fucking title cards? Like,
yeah.
Same thing happens in this, same thing happens in Kill Bill, all that type of shit. And obviously Quentin wasn't around when Clerks was made. Anyways.
I think you're onto something. Quentin Tarantino robbed Kevin Smith of all of his glory.
Yeah, he was like, but I can make better movies.
But I'm really cinematic with
my
films.
I can also use a camera.
Yours are silly fart jokes in half of them.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, ooh, the Death Star, whoopee. But yeah, no, very similar in that case, but super awesome. John Travolta's incredible, and everyone is firing on all cylinders. I love the fact that the beginning happens, and like I was like, oh my God, I never put this together. Those are the fucking people at the end. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
like I've seen this movie a bunch, but like it never really clicked with me.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
such
yeah.
a long
that's
flick.
The diner, yeah,
yeah, and, then,
and that's
like,
not the end of the film,
right? Exactly,
in terms of chronological order,
right, yeah, obviously, because
Butch driving away on the bike is the end,
right? Because Travolta,
yeah,
spoilers, dies
yeah, spoilers
in the middle of the
dies.
Movie, and then fucking comes back to life.
And
not
he's
really.
reading a pulp novel,
yeah.
on the toilet.
Mm-hmm. And that book was also in another scene too.
Yeah, it's a. It's a fucking, there's a reason why this was why people were like, holy fuckbag, man, Quentin's something special in terms of a director, because he gets these wild performances out of people
and
but
also
wild
like
stories.
Giant
and
stars, too. Like, Travolta
huge.
Was like not yeah. like not a name. Willis was not a name. Like,
no, those were like diehard, like,
these were like
post
big
diehard,
people
yeah.
and like fucking set into like what felt like an indie movie.
It is wild. It's
but
so
super
cool.
stylized. Like, he has a really neat way of taking retro stuff and like that And then fucking, yeah. But it sounds like it's like on a tape or like a reel because it's like fluctuating and shit. Like, he just has a neat way of taking old themes and producing them into this that gives you like the feeling of it when you like walk into the movie. Even the credits,
all of his credits,
looks old school as fuck.
Someone took his credits and put 8 boxes and played his films like all on the same loop.
Same.
And they all look almost identical.
Right.
They all have a grain to them.
Yep.
And they all have like some sort of fucking like soulful song.
He was still shooting on film. Obviously,
yeah.
Then.
He would still, if he could, he'd shoot everything on film.
I give it 10. That movie is
fucking movie's fantastic.
Just ridiculously good. And fucking there's not a part in that movie that you're like, move it along.
Boring.
So what's happened to movie of the week? Sorry about this one. I Trapped the Devil.
I instinctively told you what our next week ones are going to be in hopes that we avoid this IFC Midnight. I don't even know how IFC Midnight was like, hey, you guys have $90? We'll put the poster out for you. Because it's about a guy who, it's family members visiting a family member on Christmas, like a reclusive family member.
Right.
They go to his house, and he's like, you can't be here. They're like, please, we're family. And he's like, yeah, fuck you. I got a devil in the basement. And they're like, no, you don't. He's like, yeah, I do. Listen to this evil fucking voice that talks to you. Like, hey, let me out of here. And they're like, ew, it is kind of gross, but I think you're a psychopath. And he's like, I'm not. I'm really not.
Yeah, don't worry. There's a good reason for all of this. And then, like, yeah, so the thing that I hated the most is I was like, I know what's going to happen at the end of this. So the movie's either, like, is he paranoid? Did he actually kidnap the devil? Or is it just a person? And then weird murders happen, and it's fucking dog shit, not really explained. And then, like, some murders don't happen, but some do. Some you're not sure have happened. I don't even know how the cops got there.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, I'm like, okay, either A, we never see what was in there.
Yep.
B, it's going to be something that's like juxtapositioned of what you would think the devil was.
What it is.
And spoilers, little girl in a fucking black, like fucking funeral gown, basically.
Not sounding like the voice you, or looking like the voice you
giggling
heard.
Giggling and skipping away, but never in focus.
Yeah.
With like a side ponytail. I was like, fuck
and
you.
And like, there's 3 humans standing there and she just dawdles by them.
It was not good. It felt like a
we talked about this.
Yeah, like Tony was like, it felt like someone's fucking film thesis for college. And I was like, dude, did I tell you that? Because that's what that's the exact feeling. Like when it ended, I was like, yeah, this felt like some kid's thesis. Like, hey man, like no, this kid did great.
Like, look at the horror lighting.
Yeah, he did a movie. Because it is like you check a lot of the boxes to be a movie and to create some type of suspense, and definitely got some decent enough actors that was probably killing it in the theater game.
Sure.
But like, good God, was not like it just,
and it's a dope looking box. Don't be tricked.
Yeah.
Like it looks cool from a click.
And not only that, like fucking, it has like that sort of, it has elements of what you would want the movie to be, but then can't figure out what it wants to be about.
No.
And then like the killings happen and there is some like kind of tight gore scenes, not like actual gore coming out of people, but like the aftermath of shit. And like, it's just such a bummer, because I feel like if there was an actual narrative that they wanted to say about the movie, like I Came Knocking is obviously the dealing of grief.
Yep.
Below every horror movie, usually there's like something that is like an inner demon that the person is facing to become.
Yeah, a family relationship, something.
Yeah, or like the demon actually represents the inner demons, shit like that. There was nothing about this. Mm-hmm. It was just like, no, it's just kind of this, and we're kind of, it felt like It Follows.
It was very like,
which I did not like either.
I'm reclusive because I found the devil. Yeah. Okay. What, were you searching for this? Did it haunt you?
He talks about it a little bit, and the rhetoric is kind of neat in a sense, but there wasn't enough to actually get me into it and be like, this is tight.
Nope.
Because it could have been, but it felt like, what was that fucking one movie? Not Babadook, but like that movie about like the fucking, the dude that kept killing everybody, but he was like the mascot. Do you remember that one? It was another Hulu fucking...
Pooka.
It felt like fucking Pooka.
A fucking Christmas movie.
Dude, and another Christmas movie. Yeah.
Oh, God, you guys. I mean, it was wildly not entertaining.
Yeah.
Shots were so dark.
I would definitely say this is not worth a watch.
No.
Like,
I'd give it a hard 3.
Yeah, I'd say probably around the same thing. And like I said, like it just felt like a very immature, it felt like if me and you tried to make a movie.
Yep. About how boring it would be.
Yeah, be like, but like, look, we made the movie. And it's like, you did.
You did.
But like, you're not talented.
No. You used a lot of the, I don't know what's in there.
Yeah, and it just, dude, I can't tell you how many times they showed this fucking door with a cross on it, and like some dude, like, if I didn't have subtitles on, no idea what he would have been saying.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, like, everything was so quiet, and I'm like, how are they even subtitling this? Shouldn't it just say indistinct chatter?
Yep.
Some bullshit like that?
Inaudible.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Wild.
All right, so next week we're going to do Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon for Tess and Tony. I have never actually seen this.
Oh, my name Lee Mumbai.
Wow. I've never actually seen this all the way through, or I think any of it, because I remember watching the tree dancing in the limbs, and I was like, this looks like it's going to suck.
Dude, wait till you see the awesome choreography and the fucking wire work.
I feel like, yeah, the wire looked like trash.
Dude, they're bouncing. Like a they're flimsy. It's flimsy feet.
So okay, when they're running across and like they're hitting branches, and so, obviously their weight's not on it, they're just kicking them.
When their feet are going this fast, but their branch is not going that fast, and you just see their feet like smacking it.
Yeah,
it's because they're using the wind.
Ah, they're so okay.
Wind.
Well, hopefully they explain that, and I really
they won't. They won't.
And movie of the week is going to be Train to Busan, both of which are on Netflix.
Netflix,
correct?
Yeah.
All right. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.